Talkshows on Mute von Incubus um 10 Minuten nach 12 bei Stadtlandflux. Heute mit einer tollen Künstlerin, die uns mal wieder besucht. Eine der erfolgreichsten Sängerinnen der letzten 20 Jahre, auf den Bermudas geboren und dahin auch wieder zurückgezogen ist, Heather Nova. Heute spielt sie einen exklusiven Gig im Studio des Admiralspalastes, einen exklusiven Showcase, wo sie ihre neue Platte vorstellt, die erst Ende Mai erscheinen wird. Und wir freuen uns sehr, dass sie mit Köfferchen und Gitarre über der Schulter vorbeikommt, um einen Song für euch zu spielen. Und ein bisschen zu erzählen, wie es ihr so geht. Sie sitzt schon parat und ich sage, welcome to Flux FM again, Heather Nova.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure and an honor, of course. When was the last time you were here in Berlin?
Well, it must have been, I don't know, 3 years ago, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I came to play a show here.
Yeah, in the church,
year,
right?
In the church.
Yeah.
So that was a year ago.
With your brother. Wasn't your brother involved as well?
Yeah, he opened for me and we're going to do it again in the fall because it was so much fun hanging out together on tour.
Yeah.
And I don't get to see him usually because he lives on the other side of the world, so.
And you talked about living back again on the Bermudas, using your little boat to drive to the grocery store. Is that still the case?
That's my world, yeah. It sounds romantic, but believe me, when it's windy and rainy, it's not.
Can be really dangerous then to get the grocery.
Not dangerous, just sort of annoying, you know, to be in a little boat when you just want to get somewhere. No, but I love it. I feel very thankful to live there and to live on the sea. And And what I love about being back there is I've got my family all around me, and that's important to me.
Yeah. For the new album, you went to the States to record. Where exactly was that? In the middle of nowhere?
Or? No. Well, they wouldn't say so. No, I went to Charleston, South Carolina, which is a beautiful place. I had never been before, but that's where these two musicians that I worked with lived and worked. So it was a great adventure for me. To just go out and work with these people I'd never met, to this place I'd never been to. I was ready for something fresh, and I think it was really good for the music, too.
Mm-hmm. Why were they so important to you that you went to South Carolina?
Well, I had heard some stuff that they'd done. I heard a record that I really loved the sound of. It was a record called Gold in the Shadows by William Fitzsimmons, and it was just had a sound on it that I wanted to, get that kind of production on my record. So I called up these guys and said, hey, you want to try some stuff? And they were like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I heard some new songs of your record, and I also saw one video where you play with a musical colleague. We have it here. It's really your intense voice and this clear voice is really touching. Is that, does that come natural when
completely natural, listens? Yeah.
It's completely.
Not well, you know, it has ever since I was really young. It's just singing is something that's just, I feel like, you know, it comes from obviously in me, but I also feel like it comes from outside somewhere. I don't really know. It's a bit mysterious, but it's for sure natural. I just open my mouth and start to sing. I don't think too much about it.
Und heute Abend wird sie für euch auch singen, und zwar im Studio des Admiralspalastes. Wir schreiben euch gerne noch auf die Gästeliste, hören einen Song, der heißt On My Radar. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about On My Radar. What is this for a kind of song?
It's a really simple song. It's about when you love someone who doesn't maybe love you as much back. But it's just, I like the feeling in the sound of the song. Check it out.
Mm-hmm. Manchmal, wenn man verliebt ist, dann ist es leider der Fall, dass man nicht so ganz zurückgeliebt wird, wie man es sich wünscht. Und Heather gefällt ganz besonders der Sound an diesem Song. Und den hören wir uns jetzt an von der aktuellen Platte. Wir hören On My Radar von Heather Nova. Heather Nova, On My Radar, ein Stück der aktuellen Platte. So the new album is coming out end of May, is that correct?
That's right, yeah.
End of May, and recorded, as you said, in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Never been to South Carolina. But you lived in London for a couple of years, no?
I lived there for 15 years. I mean, that was where I went to really start my career.
Yeah.
And so London was good to me. And that's really why, because I was based in London, I started touring in Europe. Mm. And that's how I came to have this relationship with Germany and Northern Europe.
Yeah, and Bermuda sounds for us maybe really far away, but for you it's not a long flight to, I don't know, New York or something else. It was not that far away, right?
It's an hour and a half to New York from Bermuda, so yeah. It's close.
So do many New Yorkers fly over to the Bermudas?
Yeah, there's a strong connection to the whole East Coast of America.
Mm. Ja, klar. Und sie ist natürlich dann da zu Hause, wo das Wasser türkis ist und die Strände wunderschön weiß und sandig und verbringt dort ihre Zeit. Aber zum Arbeiten geht es offenbar dann raus nach Amerika. So you could have done your album on the Bermudas as well, but you wanted to fly out.
I could have, you know, and I have made a record there at home. But no, I needed to try something fresh and different and work with people I hadn't worked with before. And so that's just how it worked out, you know. It felt like the right move, and I think it was because the music came out well.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. Und wir haben gerade ein bisschen gequatscht, als der Song lief, habe ich sie mal ausgefragt, ob sie auch Serien und so guckt, ob sie auch so ein Junkie ist oder vielleicht gar keine Zeit dafür hat. Und ja, sie hat gesagt, manchmal guckt sie Downton Abbey. Sometimes you watch Downton Abbey.
I can't believe you just told everybody that.
Sorry.
That was my guilty pleasure.
Yeah, but it's not so bad.
It's not such a cool one to watch, but you know, I tell you what.
What
I got, yeah, I got hooked on it. There, that's my confession for the day.
Come on, one more confession, please. There must be more.
You'll have to drag it out of me. I don't know.
What about eating? Do you sometimes have really great things that you where you say, I only get this on the Bermudas, or fruits, I only eat them here when I'm at home, when I go to New York or wherever. Mm. You can't eat that over there.
I don't know about that. I mean, I really like chocolate a lot, and mm-hmm. I eat it for breakfast every day, but I can't eat chocolate on tour because it's bad for the throat.
Is it?
Yes.
What happens?
It kind of dries your vocal cords.
Oh, really?
Yes. So.
But you eat every morning chocolate for breakfast?
I do.
A bar?
Well, I try not to eat the whole bar.
Come on.
Very, very dark chocolate, though.
I don't believe
it's the healthy
you.
Stuff. It's the stuff with the antioxidants.
Ach, natürlich. Mit den Antioxidantien, die gute Schokolade. Jeden Morgen eine Tafel. Aber nicht während der Tour, denn das trocknet die Stimmbänder aus. Und das wollen wir natürlich nicht. But then you have a good tea, probably, on tour to make it all work. If someone had offered you a bar of chocolate and you
That's
couldn't
right.
say no.
That's right. Special herbal teas to counteract the chocolate.
Yeah. So, jetzt wollen wir einen Song von ihr hören. Heute Abend ist sie im Studio vom Admiralspalast. Wir schreiben euch jetzt auf die Gästeliste für letzte Tickets hier über unseren Sender 030-2000-9000. How many people will be on stage tonight?
There'll be two of us. Mm-hmm. It's a stripped back acoustic show. So it's going to be myself and Arnulf, who is a multi-instrumentalist. Mm-hmm. Very talented guy, so he switches between different instruments. And so it's a nice kind of intimate acoustic show.
Ja, das klingt doch verlockend. Also sehr intimer Rahmen mit einem talentierten Musiker, den sich Heather an ihre Seite geholt hat. Und jetzt spielt sie vorab schon einen Song für euch hier live bei Flux FM. You're going to play Sea Glass for us?
I am.
Maybe only 2-3 introducing words to this song?
2 or 3.
Or maybe 30 or 40?
It's really a song that's about, you know, when things are falling apart around you. And it's just about holding on to what your truth is, and I just find as time goes by that that's the most important thing. So yeah, it's called Sea Glass. and Sea Glass, I don't know if you know, but it's you know, if glass gets thrown into the ocean over time, over years, it becomes very, very soft. Mm-hmm. And so you find pieces on the beach, these pieces of beautiful softened glass. Mm-hmm. Sure what to say. Big ocean wave came rolling in that day, all the way it came from Africa, a deeper blue I never saw, and all the things that I forgot that I could feel. And I wasn't sure what to give. Truth can be hard to swallow, but that's the way I live. I often am misunderstood, make a mess of things when I search for good. I walk right in when I know I should just walk away. Thank you.
looking for truth, not someone to blame. All I want is to live as clear as sea glass. Now that I'm standing in the sand, got all these pretty pieces sifting through my hands. I'll pick them up and I'll let them go. Let the water in, I'll let it flow. Clear.